Hello and welcome to the Beat Goes On podcast. I say this every time, I have special guests today, but I do, so I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Kate Petit. I am the co-founder and co-artistic director at Tybee Ballet Theater.
Hi, y'all. Britt Bacon, co-founder, artistic director at Tybee Ballet Theater.
Now, tell us a little bit about Tybee. It's the cutest... I'll let you guys talk about it. You follow them on Instagram. You'll see how stinking cute it is. But yeah, tell us how this came about. How long has it been open and how was this born?
It was born literally out of a friendship. I moved to Tybee 4 years ago-ish. And I was really new to the island. We both have young kids hanging out on the beach. And anyway, through the grapevine, somebody mentioned this girl named Britt who was a dancer. And I was like, a dancer? Like, there's no adult dancers that you like find that are also moms. Anyway, I met Britt and we hit it off. And she was involved in the Tybee Arts Association, which is this amazing older building off of JC Park that we function out of. And we hit it off and we both had really common desires as far as dance, both ex-professional dancers, both young mothers. And we were really looking for an inclusive space to not only teach dance, but also for us to dance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, around in Savannah, there's places for adults to dance, but it's professional companies. You've got to be a certain age, a certain body type. It's kind of like closed doors, if you will.
Gotcha.
And so we were really looking for that inclusivity, which is one of the main threads that we try to have as our, I don't know, shining star at Tybee Ballet Theater is inclusivity.
I love that. And you got, that's so sweet how you guys met. It also, like, I don't know that many dancers. So the fact that you found each other on Tybee Island is.
And it was literally like, awesome. We were like, let's do this thing. We came up with Tybee Ballet Theater. I have a strong ballet background. Britt has many other forms of dance. She studied ballet too as well.
Yeah. What, tell us your background, because I've always heard that about you, that you're an amazing dancer.
Yes, well, I danced with a professional African dance company for 7 years, so that has a heavy influence in a lot of my work now. But I grew up dancing jazz. I teach jazz now at the studio, tap ballet, and lyrical, modern. But then I also went to college up Brunel and close to Athens, Atlanta, up in Gainesville. And while there, I studied a lot of modern techniques and began to create my senior thesis. I did a lot of work of technology and dance and created a lot of new language around dance of just dancing. And that was through a lot of my improv classes with the heavy modern schooling as well at the time. So,
yeah that's it. And that, how lucky to have two, you know, two.
Definitely the universe island. Giving you a little nod.
I think when I saw you, and we, if you see them together dance, it's awesome. They do a lot of stuff at the Tybee Theater, which is where I first, actually, I think I first saw you. I don't remember when I first saw you dance. It was like downtown somewhere.
Yeah.
It was for Dance with the Stars, I think.
Oh, maybe so.
I went. Yeah, you did. Anyway, it was awesome. So that's where I first saw you. And then Mary Liz started inviting me. And I was like, these girls are, you just wouldn't expect to see something so awesome on an island. You know, you don't, it was very well, every time I've been, it's like something I would pay money to go see. And, you know, you just don't expect it on the island, I guess
like
is what I'm trying to say.
It's our mini New York City.
Yeah. I was going to say New York City. It is very well put on. Like it is impressive. My eyes are wide-eyed the whole time. It's really good. And I love when you guys have the, tell them about the, what you guys do with the other women. So that you do like an adult dance and it's so, so awesome.
Yeah. So we have an adult company that is comprised of, I think we have 12 members now. And they range from 27 to 73. And we're really proud of that.
Yes.
73. 74. Cool. Is she 74 now? Jerry? I think she might
Jerry, are you 74?
Jerry, if you're watching, what's your age? She probably will watch this for sure. She's amazing. She's she's honestly an inspiration and role model for all of us. She's a goddess. I'm sure you guys, you saw her.
Mm-hmm.
She's just amazing.
Yeah.
She's an angel.
The energy when everyone performs, but she's got really good energy.
She
she's
is just incredible.
She's awesome. Yeah.
So what you're speaking about, saying, you know, it was like really professionally done and you would pay to see it. So what I love about what we've created is it's not like we're inclusive, right? So that means we take everyone, whether your skill level is like a one or you are like a retired professional dancer. We're all in this adult company together with a common ground that we love to dance and we're serious about the study of dance and we want to perform and express ourselves in this art form. And so we leave that very open, which is beautiful. But in the same thread, instead of it being like, I'm at the community center, the Y, and they're putting on this like showcase and there's a bunch of women that are older and retired and they like to dance and, you know, you can go watch them. We offer a professionally done full productions. We bring in collaborative, you know, other musicians, live music, different mediums. We use technology. We did a lot last year. So creating that really professional environment and giving, you know, these dancers who, you don't have to be validated by a professional career, I guess is what I'm saying.
Oh,
so,
I like that.
You know, you come to us and you don't need to have the accolades of studying in New York or that you have a master's degree or whatever it is, that you're validated in your art because you're here and you have a passion for it. And everyone should see that and the community should see that. And that's kind of, for me, it's a really bonding experience just with human beings in general and art as kind of a glue to put us together.
And the Tabby community is so special. I've always loved it. Ever since Gavin, my son, was little, this was like my broke as a joke. This was like where we would go camp out at the campground. And it's just a very special place. But in the theater, when the community that shows up and cheering the people on. So being in the crowd is so fun because everyone is just so proud. Because it's so well put on. Yeah. It's so good. Excuse the way I'm talking today. I'm like tripping up on my words, but whatever.
All in a day's work.
I can't move my lips. but it really is. And that's why I wanted to have you gals on, because it's impressive what you have done. It's impressive. I really wanted to know the story of how you guys met. Because you think you've been friends your whole lives. Because
it feels like it.
Each other
It feels like it. We do a lot of things similarly by accident, like
wearing the same earrings.
We actually were gonna wear that outfit. She happened to text me and was like, "Hey, I'm wearing the black long sleeve leotard." And I'm like, "Shh, okay."
Yeah, that's. I mean, you guys have a special friendship that you were meant to be in each other's lives. But I love what you guys are doing on Tabby. Another thing I wanted to bring up is how many more like young people and young families live out on Tabby now. Mm-hmm. It makes it so much fun. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's still touristy as all get out, but
there's so many families coming up on the island right now. And when we started, we were like, okay, well, let's see who comes. We've already got our feet wet. We've had two classes at the theater, but we want to do something bigger. We want to do something different. And a lot of that was, like Kate said, pulling that inclusivity and allowing us to find a safe space to share our passions as adults as well. But going back to all the families, it's like they just came. They all came.
It was needed. That proves that it was needed. Yeah. You know what I mean? The community needed what you guys do.
It was like the first time we had our like official open house where we had like written our curriculum and and had everything ready. And we had this amazing thing that we built and that we were excited about. But we genuinely were like, I wonder if anyone's going to show up. And right before the open house, we were like, do you think anyone's going to come? And of course they did. But it was genuinely like sticking your neck out and offering – you know, with anything, to me, beautiful and rewarding comes a big leap of faith and just sticking your neck out and saying, this is how we feel. And we feel like we need this space to survive. We feel like we need this artistic space. I wonder who else does. Maybe somebody does. And then, you know, what's happened since then has just been a magnet.
It's been authentically, organically grown into this really
and
cool
I think
thing.
We're bursting
that's
at the seams.
Just initial beginning is what has created this growth of art on Tabby and people being able to share art, see art, collaborate. We've had so many people coming in that get to work on props. And get to do art in a totally different way. Or they're a musician and they join us in these beautiful collaborative shows.
The guy that does the painting. during your show. That was so cool.
Yes.
Yeah. All of it's very
And he's
cool.
a massage therapist, but he's also an artist. And yes, he does the most incredible work. We auctioned some of it off at our last FMO. Uh-huh. People loved it. They loved it. You know, and to be able to see that process. And he like really got into it on the stage too, performing with it. So that was fun to watch.
Yeah. It was awesome. I love, that was one of my favorite performances.
That's our favorite show of our season two.
Yeah, it's from awesome. The I loved it. I love it. It's
improv.
It's so good. I mean, it really. I would pay to go to some. What I see, I would pay to go in New York. Like it's something I feel like I would see there. Every time I go to New York, I go to a show. And the first time I sat down, I was like, "This is so freaking impressive. Yeah. You guys have done such a good job.
Well, thank you."
And the vibe in the crowd is always so good.
The Tybee crowd.
I'm always Mary Liz's date.
I know. She jokes about that all the time. She's like, Michelle will go with me.
Yeah, I do. I am one of those friends. Like you can, she knows I'll do anything. I just want to be around her because my kid's older. So my friends have small kids. I'm the person they call when they have the kid. So I'm that friend because I'll be like, drop everything because I know how hard it is. I've had a small child before. It's hard to slip away. So I'm like that friend you call. So if y'all ever need to call somebody, call me. I'm like, okay,
Michelle's
my to the rescue. Yeah. I'm the date. Tybee is very, very special. What brought you here? Because where were you before? Because you said 4 years ago.
Yeah. So we originally moved to Savannah about 7 years ago from my husband's job. He's in construction. And we moved to Wilmington Island. However, we wanted to move to Tybee. Like we kind of scouted the area, looked at Savannah and everything. It didn't work out when we first were here. And so we decided Wilmington Island kind of between the two, and I had a good school. I have 4 kids. But Tybee really attracted us, the school, but also my family got really into surfing and we are water people.
Yeah.
We are by the ocean if we can help it. So,
it just made sense.
It just made sense. And
where
it was
did you come from 7 years ago?
Louisiana.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
That's cool. That makes sense.
Yes.
And you've just been here
on and off for
your whole life.
Since 98. Yes. So I went to Savannah Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. I moved away a few times and came back. And this last time I knew I wanted to open a studio on Tybee. And Kate also, come to find out when we met, we talked about this. She had dreams of one day being able to put on beautiful productions and ballets and having a studio. So it was really interesting when we met because it's what we said first, like, you're a dancer, you know, we should open a studio.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was your first conversation?
Well, I mean, that's amazing. It was definitely like, you're a dancer. I just was like, what? Dancer, like explain, you know, I thought it was too good to be true. Cause like I didn't meet any dancers that I had met. Cause I took a few classes at Savannah Ballet and at the ballet school. And those people were either like adults trying ballet or at Savannah Ballet was like their company of like, you know, 20-year-olds who are like fresh out of high school who are, you know, looking to be professional dancers. So no one fit the bill as far as like a dancer who had like a complete background in dance, who danced professionally and is now a mother. Like you just don't meet.
Yeah.
You don't
It's almost like, you know, when you make your first friend in school and you're so excited about that friend, like that excitement.
Yeah. It just made sense. And like, seriously, it feels like a blur to me, honestly, that whole period, because it happened so organic. There wasn't like we should start a studio and do this and this. It was just like conversations, like one thing just kind of led to the other, if that makes sense.
And it's kind of how our relationship has evolved. If you know, we have like a shared email account.
Oh, I did know that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And people never know who it is.
Are you talking to Kate? Are you talking to Brett?
Yeah.
But it's, and we actually have, Greta is on the email as well. And anyway, so sometimes as parents and as studio owners, we have stuff coming in and it keeps flowing. It keeps moving. We make decisions really quick. We're answering simple things. You know, when she's like stepping away to be mom, I'm answering the question.
Like finishing the email.
And so it works for us.
Yeah. Well, and it works well. I mean, you guys are keeping up with it.
It's growing. Keep a good flow.
You said you're bursting at the seam. So it's like,
Yeah, we are this, as you can see, this studio, well, you can't see, but it's relatively small and we kind of we're always searching for more space. Tybee,
that's hard on Tybee.
Tybee is tiny, and we know about space on Tybee. Yeah, so we're pushing hard, not just for TBT, but for the young families on Tybee. The school's also bursting at the seams. There's lots of other ways that this community really needs some things to serve us.
Yes.
We love this building, but it is small if we want more students, and we have more students.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And our adult company dances in here on Friday mornings, and it is
full up.
Packed. Which I guess is hard. It's probably really hard to teach when it's too packed.
It is. It is. We do the best we can, and we're thankful for the space, but yes.
Our Land of the Sweets, this will be going into our third year, and we have auditions at the Post Theater in August because we don't believe we can hold auditions in here again this year. It was flowing over last year. So,
and it needs to be a comfortable space for everyone for that, for sure.
Yes, and we want everybody to be involved.
I would say I'd keep my eyes peeled because, you know, I have my commercial real estate license, but I don't work a lot on Tybee because there's just no inventory.
It's crazy.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
And there's there, you know, it's that's what also makes it great is the quirky weirdness of Tybee. I mean, Savannah in itself is quirky and weird. Doing real estate in Savannah, when people come in, they think they're just shocked. Like when people open businesses in downtown, it's bad, but it's not as bad as Tybee.
Yeah.
Tybee's,
But
it's also what makes it fun. And
it's how all mom and pop businesses.
Yes.
It's just the maneuvering of businesses or city, property, because we need more space. We're really hoping that the city can help provide and work with the community in the future and has before. But moving forward, you know, we have a community room, the cafeteria, but to have more for us to be able to pull in even more classes and more people. The people are here. And a lot of that goes in hand with the school, and people are coming, even getting bused into the school every day. And so after school programs and anything for these kids to be doing more than what I did growing up on Tybee, I always went in 30 minutes into town to take any kind of dance class, any kind of music class, anything I could, anything my parents would take me to 30 minutes away.
Anything and everything.
Other than that, we were hanging out at the pier.
Which is probably not always the best place.
No,
no.
I mean, with to kind of go off what Britt was saying, Tybee is a very special place, but I think it is in a big transition.
Yeah,
and with any sort of change, there's going to be growing pains on both ends. So I think continuing to ride the wave with the community evolving and you know, bridging those gaps where they need to be bridged. And it's not always going to be roses, but progress. I think progress always comes out on top. So to continue just to show the people that are here and what they want and the beauty that comes out of, you know, things like this, what we're producing and the shows and the feedback and
Well, the community's way, I mean, you can back me up on this. I grew up near Tybee, but I grew up coming to Tybee regularly. And the community has changed in a good way. Like, the same people are still out here that have, you know, was around back then. But I love the young families. Like, I love seeing
more. It's a lot more young families and people trying to be more inclusive to creating a community together with all of these families that are near and far with the busing in.
And I think it's also important to mention, you know, we're talking a lot about young families, but intergenerational community is really important. And there is absolutely room for those bonds to be more sealed, that there is more community where we have places where, you know, the elderly of our community, as well as like the early childhood and preteens are all gathering.
It makes the community healthier.
Exactly.
Healthier.
Which Tybee has really struggled with.
And when you're healthy mentally, you're healthy physically. There's been studies that in communities that are more interactive with the older and the younger, the older live longer.
And it's proven. It's so like rich, those relationships. Absolutely. You know, we were talking about Jerry earlier. Yeah. You know, she's in our company and you know, she dances for us, but truly she's an inspiration to all of us. And just being around her is inspirational. As well as, you know, our youngest little biddies, watching them dance and being inspired by their, you know, beginner's mind on stage and seeing their eyes light up, all of that is so rich. So, you know, there's value in every member of the community. I just think we need more of a pulse on everybody's.
That's well said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very well said. Well, that's why I have this podcast. I like to give people a voice and put it out there. And it's really, I think it's important for people to hear. It's wonderful to see people who care, because it's so easy to just worry about yourself. We were talking about this before the podcast. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm self-helped out. And she's like, yeah, sometimes you just got to not be with yourself. Yeah. The reason I say that is it is healthier. It's so important. It's so important. And it's so refreshing to see people who care, who are inserting themselves, putting their neck out there. It's good for the young people to see. It's just good. And I every time I've been to a show, I've been there. I'm like, I got to get those girls on. I love what they're doing here. I got freaking teary-eyed last time I was there because it's just so cool to see in a community that I grew up in. I don't know. Yay. It just really is.
Yeah. And I think next time Michelle's going to be on stage.
Yeah. And it's really awesome to see. I'm a woman.
Then you're real going to have the tears. You guys
are just great women. Yeah, you know?
I like what you do with this podcast. You're doing it to help inspire other
women. I do this sometimes. I'm an emotional person.
Well, me you should. Yeah, I was about to say, you should say for From the Minds of Others, our last show that she's talking about, I mean, it is a ball fest. Like, we are just weeping on side stage. Yeah, and I'm trying to keep it together because I'm going on next.
Yeah. Letting it all out.
You can just feel it's so much beauty that we get to witness.
And love. Yeah. It's so good to see that because it's, you know, we're all on screen time. I know you guys are probably dealing with it with kids. It's just good to, it's so refreshing to see that in this community. So I want to have you guys back on again. Where can they find you guys on Instagram or website?
Find us on Instagram, Tybee Ballet Theater. Pretty easy. We have an awesome website that's getting revamped, so be patient. TybeeBalletTheater.com. Also, the Tybee Arts Association, that is the building that we're in right now. They have our schedule up online as well. We're on Facebook too.
And keep up with the Tybee Theater shows.
We have a show
too.
Coming up this spring showcase at the Tybee Post Theater. So often Tybee Post Theater has our shows posted. And other than that, right now we're at the Jepson, usually at the Pulse Technology Fest, and downtown at the Savannah Cultural Arts Center for our first round of Land of the Sweets, our outreach program. Yeah.
Well, I love you, gals. I love what you're doing, and thank you.
Love you back.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on.